Our visit to Gaza gave us a first-hand experience of the lengthy and stringent security measures set up by Israel to screen all those entering and leaving the territory. Our organisers had calculated just over an hour to cross over from the Israeli side to Gaza and a slightly longer time on our return. But this turned out, through no fault of their own, to be over-optimistic, as more than 2 hours were spent going through the numerous and intricate screening processes, plus the searching of luggage and personal effects. After our departure from Gaza, we headed to the bustling modern metropolis of Tel Aviv, with its gleaming high-rise buildings and pristine shoreline. It provides a striking contrast to the ramshackle housing, widespread poverty and unhygienic conditions that reign in Gaza, where we saw abandoned garbage strewn across almost every available open space. But even a modern city like Tel Aviv has its hidden underbelly of poverty and deprivation, and a sizable proportion of those living in these poorer neighbourhoods of the city are migrants or asylum seekers. Many of these people come from the Horn of Africa area, the Philippines, India and Sri Lanka, and they include many Christians. We met a group of Catholic migrants together with a couple of religious sisters who minister to them and were struck by their strong faith and mutually supportive network. With the Israeli government recently tightening its restrictions on illegal migrants, these vulnerable people face an increasingly uncertain future. With the Bishops in the Holy Land, I'm Susie Hodges.